get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today on episode 730, the best live streaming software to use. We've got a list here. So listen up, pay attention. Live streaming is all the rage in 2022. It really started in 2021 when, live streaming's been around for a while. Tim and I live streamed 5 years ago when we started this podcast.
It blew up in 2020.
In the pandemic when, churches closed and a lot of businesses that needed to just kind of reinvent themselves to reach their users, audience, customers, they all started live streaming. And I think primarily it was a lot of churches. And, they needed to pivot because everything was closed. They wouldn't let them congregate and meet. And so I have always personally really liked live streaming and producing video type kind of content. Just because it's fun and it kind of like ignites my soul and stuff. And, so I discovered this first one on our list and I'll say this right out of the gates. This is Tim and I's favorite live streaming software and it's Ecamm Live. Now there is a caveat. It's only for Macs. So if you're a PC user, you're going to have to use one of the other, that we mentioned. Get a Mac. And let me tell you, it's worth it. Mac Mini's pretty cheap, very powerful, especially with those M1, M2 processors and stuff. So Ecamm Live, I just kind of dove off into, here's a funny story. I dove off into it. Tim tells me, we used Ecamm Live. I didn't even know he was using it for us. Back before I went looking for it, and the person that he learned Ecamm Live from, Diana Gladney, watching her YouTube channel, ended up becoming a good friend of mine in the live streaming community, which was kind of, this six degrees of separation, full circle type kind of thing. But Ecamm Live is an extremely powerful live streaming platform. It's not only for live streaming, and I think that's what Tim and I like about it, is it is a full-on production studio built into your computer because you can record locally to where you don't even have to live stream, and it can be insanely professional. And we use it, and Tim uses it for a lot of our product videos and content creation for our videos and stuff. Well, that's huge. And so it's insanely powerful. I won't dive off into all the features of it, but needless to say, go watch some YouTube videos on it. It's good. And I'm gonna let Tim talk a little bit about it. Then he can dive off into our next one.
Yeah. They just make it so intuitive. And some of the other ones that we'll talk about, that are, been around a lot longer, they make things really confusing. Ecamm Live, it's like you the interface just makes sense. Right? Yeah. And if you're an Apple user, that's what you like. You like a well-designed user interface that you don't have to like read documentation. You just click around and it works. Right. And so that's what Ecamm Live is. And it's awesome. Now the next one on our list that I'm going to talk about, is called StreamYard. Now StreamYard, I feel like, came after Ecamm Live. I could be wrong, but I heard about it after Ecamm Live at least. And it is a browser-based software. Ecamm Live is you download it, you install it. And to me, it gives you more power than only being able to run in the browser. I think StreamYard is really good for one thing, and that's when you have like groups. You have multiple people in different places coming on. You can do that in Ecamm Live. I just don't think it's quite as good as StreamYard. So I think StreamYard It's a smoother interface, no lag type of thing. But that's the only thing that StreamYard does well, in my opinion. Ecamm Live blows it out of the water in every other way. So StreamYard is another popular one, but it is browser based, which I think has its downsides if you're doing solo live streaming.
Yeah. And I think that's a very good point. And it, logically, it just makes sense that it would do better for groups on a browser base, because they have focused all of their energy on the browser and the connections as opposed to the software on the machine and stuff. So logically, it does make sense. I've never used it, so I can't really speak to it, but just listening to you talk, it's like, oh, well, that makes sense. I would think that a big group would do better with a browser-based focused platform, yeah, because all of their energy is focused in the internet. And, you know, dialing that in as opposed to Ecamm does have the interview feature, which is insanely powerful. But as a user, if you're not driving the ship, you feel like it's no fun on the backside, although it's changed a lot. It's a lot better now than it used to be. So next on the list is OBS. Tim, you're going to have to tell me what OBS stands for. Online Broadcast System or something?
I think it's Open Broadcasting System, because it's free software. Yeah. It's like open source.
Yeah, it's open source, kind of like WordPress. We love open source, and it's very powerful. Look, the PC community loves their OBS, and I mean, it's insanely powerful, but it is very complicated to use. I mean, you got to have a damn PhD and a couple of master's degrees just to work OBS. Whereas like Ecamm Live, right out of the box, you don't even have to read anything. And it's just like Tim said, it's so intuitive. You can just push buttons and know what you're doing. OBS, I'm telling you, you need a PhD and a couple of master's just to get a live stream off the ground. Yeah. At least that's what it felt like years ago when we tried it and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I don't have a lot of experience with OBS. My allergies, I'm like about to sneeze. I have a lot I can say about it. But yeah, I agree with everything David just said. Now the next one on our list, oh, it's like right there.
Woo, bless you. Excuse bless me. You.
We can keep that. We can edit it out.
Yeah, I'm we'll fine keep either it. Way. It's all real.
Exactly. So the next one on our list is called Wirecast. Now, Wirecast is professional level live streaming broadcasting software. And I bought it a few years back before Ecamm Live existed. And because I wanted to be able to do live streaming and screen sharing and stuff like that. And when when Facebook Live first was released and using third-party software was like a new thing. And I remember I was doing a live stream and I was sharing my screen. People were like, how do you share your screen on a live stream? Like, what? Cause like most of the live streaming was done just like you connect to your phone or your webcam. And so I was using that, but it is similar to OBS. It's very complicated. And it's also very expensive. It's by the same company that makes ScreenFlow. I've been using ScreenFlow for making tutorial videos for a while. So I knew they made good software. And so I bought it. It was expensive. It was really confusing to use. And I was like, this is not great. And then, as we mentioned, I came across Ecamm Live, watched some videos. I was like, wow, this is so much better. So we're pumping Ecamm Live because it is, in our opinion, by far the best. So if you plan to do any live streaming at all, or you just want a really easy way to make some local videos, and I'm going to tell you one thing, you might be wondering, okay, well, why wouldn't I use something like ScreenFlow or Camtasia to make tutorial videos and stuff like that? And you can, and if you're planning on wanting to do a lot of editing and stuff, you can do that. I like to have minimal editing as possible. Yeah. And Ecamm Live lets you do that because you can set up scenes and you press a button and it goes from, you know, just you to
bam,
showing you in the bottom corner and then sharing your screen and stuff. And so it lets you edit in real time. That's essentially what you're doing, is you're basically producing in real time rather than having to edit in post. So
yeah, you're pre-producing as opposed to post-producing. And Ecamm Live,
that's a better way of saying it.
It allows you to set up all of your scenes, kind of map out just like a show or anything that you're going to create. And then once it's set up, and you're in the flow of recording, you're just pushing buttons, you know, and you're going from one thing to the next. And that is insanely powerful. So that when you're done and you hit end recording or end live stream, you've got a very professional video, whereas, you know, all the others are post-producing and you're trying to add all the overlays in after the fact. And it's just a much easier process and stuff.
And then also too, when you're using another software, when you're done editing, then you have to export. And it takes a long time to export depending on the length of the video. But with Ecamm, when you're done recording, it's the file is there.
Yeah.
And like, it's a really separate big audio, file.
Separate video, the whole nine yards. It separates everything out for you as well. Yeah.
And it's a super high quality file, which means it's large. But if you're uploading to YouTube or Vimeo anyways, they're going to compress it down during that upload process. So it's like, why do you need to export smaller? It doesn't make any sense.
Right. All right. Well, there you go. You got the best live streaming software to use in the books. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about our top five recommended WordPress hosting companies. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. All right, Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.